Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop up to 45% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee during the Blinds.com year-end blowout. Up to 45% off now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Mr. Speaker, Mr. President Pro Tem, motion to end recess.
Motion is to reconvene from special session, seconded by Councilmember Nowakowski.
Item number 4, amendment to number 6 to the American Rescue Plan. Motion to open.
Motion is to open, seconded by Councilwoman Everhart. And Councilmember Farrelletto has the floor.
Thank you. In the recess that we had, I had a few calls to my office, and some individuals were wondering what organizations were getting funding that we have in this public document. So I said that I would read that document because I know we talked about the ones that weren't. So out of those, Grow America, Buffalo Urban League, the Exchange of Beverly Gray, $4.3 million. Fresh Fix, $247,000. Massachusetts Avenue Project, $207,000. Groundwork Market Garden, $167,000. Sisters Hospital, $274,000. El Museo, $249,999. Centro Culturale Italiano Buffalo, $100,000. Torn Space Theater, $250,000. Colored Musician Club, $500,000. Nyamiki Foundation, $1 million. Gerard Place, $500,000. West New York Women's Foundation, $300,000. Wave Buffalo, $250,000. Franklin Apprenticeships, $250,000. Dress for Success, $340,000. Salvation Army, $200,000. African American Cultural Center, $200,000. 1191 SEIU Training and Employment Funds, $1 million. Catholic Health, $200,000. Buffalo Center for Arts and Technology, $200,000. Villa Maria Colleges, $199,000. Lieutenant Colonel Matt Urban Human Services Center, $100,000. Say Yes Buffalo, $1 million. Buffalo Urban League, $200,000. Group Ministries, $254,000. Candles in the Sun Foundation, $187,000. Back to Basics, $509,000. Peace Prince of West New York, $116,000. Most Valuable Parents of Buffalo, $249,000. Home Beneath Our Feet, $333,000. Police Athletic League, $357,000. Project Mona's House, $94,000. And for affordable housing, 2201 to 2209 Fillmore, $886,000. Michigan Broadway LLC, $988,000. And the Broadway Fillmore Neighborhood Housing Services, $250,000. So I know we talked about different funds that were allocated, and people asked, well, who was getting funds? So that's the amount to different organizations that were already approved and have contracts for.
Thank you for clarifying. Thank you, Councilmember. Council members, any other questions? Comments?
I do.
Majority Leader Holland.
Yes. So I offered out of the capital budget that we had to give to King Urban Life of their funding request. I believe their total amount was $250,000. I offered to give $150,000 from my capital budget funds, asking the administration to meet that extra $100,000 for the roof to be fixed. It's in my district, and I just want that to be on the record. Where those funds will come from the city, the administration, I'm not sure, but I know what I have available, what's been allotted. It's definitely taking away from streets, sidewalks, and curbs. But if that helps to solve a problem, then I'm willing to work through that somehow.
Thank you, Majority Leader. Council Member Lott.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This has been an arduous process, and I think the media and everyone has been here before where we've been in these chambers dealing with something that was dropped on us like this, and we had to react, and we're trying to react as best we can. But at the end of the day, what Councilmember Fioretto just read of all the groups that's getting this money, and it didn't have a total, unfortunately, the total amount they were getting, but still the lion's share of this money is going to replace supposed revenue that we lost. And I don't know. I mean, we've been told that these were the Treasury guidelines. I don't think I've ever seen the Treasury guidelines. We were told about the Treasury guidelines. But again, from my vote to go in the affirmative, I said that these organizations that money was taken from, based on the city's mismanagement, we're taking money from these folks, from the people who we have made promises to plug holes that are on us, not on them, and it's just unfair. So I can't vote in affirmative to do this, to move forward on this, because these groups need to be made whole. Just had a conversation from the person from the EG Theater, and still there's no reconciliation. I know the Majority Leader has been trying vehemently to try to get them their funds, but again, you got to understand that many of these groups were promised something, and they made changes. They changed their budgets because of these promises, and you know, and I can tell you from a financial standpoint, maybe it wasn't the smartest thing to do, but at the end of the day, you did not believe the city was going to renege on what they committed to you. And so that's unfortunate and it's unfair. And so I think the easiest thing for us to do is make them whole, and then we have to get less money, not as much as we're going to get, because we made a commitment. And that's not something that they can see forth and through, which is unfortunate again. But here we are, and we're still polarized because we need more information, or we need some other decisions to be made, and they're not being made on behalf of these citizens and these groups that put forth their request. And so, you know, I don't know how we move forward. I think the Majority Leader and the leadership has made a recommendation, so I will support your recommendations, hopes that we can come to some resolution. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman Wyatt. Councilmember Golombek.
Thank you, Mr. Bullman. I'm prepared to vote yes on this. And it's not as hard a vote for the simple fact that if I don't vote yes on this, we stand to lose, and I think that we will lose $19 million. All the problems, whatever the problems are in the past, I'm talking about right here, right now, $19 million, and I don't want to lose that money. So that makes this not so hard of a vote for me. Do I like it? Not necessarily, but it's not as difficult to vote because, as some of my colleagues have said, we have a new administration coming in the for the feds, and we're a blue city in a blue state. We're not going to be getting the largesse that we've been getting in the past, and we're going to have to learn to do more with less. I know that we forget sometimes, but 20 years ago when we got the control board, I was here. I was here when we actually laid off live bodies. We're talking about taking money from people right now. We're not necessarily taking money, in my opinion. They're not getting it. That's a big difference than laying off, taking away, and people losing jobs, livelihood, etc. This is a beginning of the 25-26 budget in many regards. And as Mr. Fioretto and I were talking, $19 million is about, what, I think 12% that we would have to raise in taxes to meet that. And if we had to raise taxes, every single resident of the city of Buffalo is going to be impacted by this. I get criticized because people say, oh, you've got the second poorest zip code, you know, in the city of Buffalo, blah, blah, blah. Well, you know what? I have a lot of renters in my district. And when property taxes go up, the rents go up. And this has a horrible, horrible impact on the people that live in my district. I have a lot of seniors that live in my district that are on fixed retirement incomes. And if taxes go up, it's going to have an impact on them, and it's going to hurt them. And as much as I'm sympathetic to community-based organizations that are not getting the funding that they hoped that they would get, I think out of the 39 or so that Mr. Ferraletto read, it was zero in the North District, zero in the North District that were on that list. And you know what? Those things happen. You know, my district is a very different type of a district than the other eight in the city of Buffalo. But what people in my district want is their taxes to be fair and accurate. They don't want to be gouged with their taxes. And if they're renters, they don't want to see their rents going up more than they have been over the past several years. Once again, I'm not happy that we've gotten to this point, but I don't see myself having any other choice than to vote yes on this $19 million. And as I mentioned, this is just the tip of the iceberg. You know, if anybody here thinks that this has been tough the past couple of weeks, you don't have to trust me, but I was there. I remember getting on the elevator with a woman that burst into tears and looked at me and said, "You laid me off. I don't have a job." I felt this big. You know, I was a brand new council member at the time. It was a lot of the problems, as some of my colleagues here are facing, from problems that stemmed before them. But the city of Buffalo is somewhat cyclical. Every 20 years or so, there's financial issues that come around for a myriad of reasons. And we need to take this seriously. We need to take a look at this. And because in my opinion, if we don't do this $19 million, there's going to be nothing for any of the community groups next year. I mean, they should be forewarned right now that it's going to be minimal next year. But if we don't get this $19 million today, it's going to hurt everybody, and it's going to hit every district in every community and every community-based organization. So I might hold my nose a little bit, but I'm voting yes on the $19 million.
Thank you, Councilman Michalombek. Councilman Nowakowski, then Rivera.
Mr. President, we recessed for an hour, and now we're back in session, and we're in the middle of a holiday week. Time is not on our side. What is the plan moving forward on holding this vote, and what are we asking for to get this done? Because I'm feeling a state of confliction in the sense of where are we need to hammer out a deal. And so I don't know where we're at, but this body, we need to work around the clock to get something done. And I just would like to be briefed as a council of what that looks like moving forward.
Thank you. Just in response to that, you know, the last hour during recess, there was attempts made to work with different organizations, requests to move the mountains if that's what it takes to get these organizations funded. In every single way around it, comes back to it's not possible with these ARP dollars. There were discussions where, you know, future promises and agreements, but there's nothing set in stone or a clear agreement with those requests. For me, even just going up until this moment, I cannot, in my right mind, leave $19 million on the table. I want every organization to be funded up to the max, but as Councilmember Galunbeck said, this puts more pressure on taxpayers moving into future budgets. So, you know, there is a path, if this vote did not pass, for, you know, potentially a future special session for the items to be filed. There's nothing set in stone or agreed upon at this moment. So, I believe there will be a vote forthcoming after colleagues have their discussions.
Mr.
Councilmember Rivera. Mr. Chairman, I want to thank you and Majority Leader for running up and down the stairs to try to hammer out some final details. And I don't think we should rush through this right now. I think we should take a step back and allow them to continue to negotiate with the administration. If the vote was taken today, I would vote that we not approve it, and that they go back and have further discussions, that we reconvene and have a discussion. That gives them an opportunity to go out there and negotiate. I don't want anybody to get so entrenched in their position where it's $19 million or nothing. I believe there can be some compromise. There can be some give and take. I don't think we need to rush it. I think we can work on this. I've never sat on the Common Council where we totally agree with everything an administration wanted. There always has been some compromise somewhere, and I just want to give the leadership an opportunity to go down there and continue to work on that.
Thank you. Councilmember Fiorello.
Thank you. I know there's some outstanding items that people are very concerned about, and I know there's specific organizations that are concerned about funding. I am concerned that if we don't pass this, we could lose $19 million, and we do not have any council meetings scheduled before December 31st. We could schedule a special session, but we do not have anything scheduled. So I think we should take a vote on this today. In the event that we don't meet again, I want to officially be on the record casting my vote, because if we do lose this money, I would like to be on the record that I voted that we shouldn't be returning the money to the federal government in the case that I'm not here for another vote. And I feel for the organizations that were told, the three organizations that were told they were getting money that aren't getting money. I do not agree with that. I think that's terrible. I, and I'm sure most of my colleagues here, would advocate for them to get funds. One of the concerns that I had about this is I've been advocating for more funding for frontline art organizations, and I don't like that there's money being cut from them. I don't think anyone here thinks this is perfect. I think everyone here has concerns about it, but I want to have a vote on the record in the event that we don't meet again and this $19 million gets sent back to the federal government. I want it to be clear how I voted if we have to address that in the next budget. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Chairman, I ask for a roll call.
Roll call.
I get a second.
Seconded by Councilmember Nolan.
Mr. President, I just have a quick question. Is if we are entertaining since we are abutting a holiday session, are we going to plan it? Like we either call a vote or we call for a special session if we need that time to hammer out a deal. We're left with this ambiguity. We're something very monumental.
Right.
We're really pressed for time.
Under my understanding is this will be called for a vote, and we're about to do that. If the vote fails, I would commit to working towards a special session, but we're in a position.
Mr. President, I'm saying, and I guess the clerk needs to weigh in, if this vote fails, then the clerk would have to explain, but I believe the items would have to be refiled by the administration, and then a special session would have to be called. Is that correct?
Correct. Only our permission of 5 council members agreeing to call a special session.
So if this item does fail, that there is potential for that. Councilmember Fiorello.
I would just like to clarify that if this fails, that doesn't mean a special session would happen.
Right.
5 council members would have to agree to a date and time for a special session to happen. So it's not automatic that we would be meeting again before 12:31.
It is possible, but not automatic, yes. A roll call.
Just to remind you, that means we officially call roll call. We cannot speak on the other one.
Right. Okay, I'm just waiting on a second. So there has a roll call vote has been called, and it has been seconded by Councilmember Nowakowski.
Second.
So the roll call vote is going to be for item number 4, amendment to number 6 to the American Rescue Plan. Councilmember Bowman.
Yes.
Councilmember Everhart.
Yes.
Councilmember Fiorello.
Yes.
Councilmember Golombek.
Yes.
Councilmember Houghton Pope.
No.
Councilmember Nowakowski.
Yes.
Councilmember Rivera.
No.
Councilmember Wyatt.
No.
The item passed with a 5-3 vote. Item number 2, amendment to agreement with the Buffalo Urban Renewal Agency.
Motion is to approve.
Motion is approved, seconded by Councilmember Nowakowski.
Item number 3, subrecipient agreement with Stop the Violence Coalition Arts Spending Plan Agreement.
Motion to approve.
Seconded by Councilmember Golombek.
Item number 5, authorization of the use of ARPA funds for revenue replacement.
Motion is to approve.
Seconded by Councilmember Farrelletto.
Item number 6, property tax arrears forgiveness program.
Motion to approve.
There's not a second.
Motion to rescind the previous motion.
And we have to get it.
What just sound? Motion to rescind the previous motion.
Motion to revisit item number 5.
Yes.
Motion to revisit item number 5, seconded by Councilmember Nowakowski.
So, what was just approved regarding the water that was included in the original amendment, and so now we have we're at number 6 as well. Are we approving that one as well? Do we have to approve that?
We can call for a roll call.
I'm just, because it was already included in the previous one, so why is this one, should this be outside of that?
No, it's a separate.
It's included. That's why item number 6, for the record and for the public, item number 4 is tied into every other agreement out of the 7 items that's related to ARP. So that, it passed with a 5-3 vote, which then moved the other 6 items to be before the council to take a vote on. The council members have a right to go into the negative on any items recalled. I would ask that the council leadership geared to rescind the previous motions to go back to then if members would like to be in a negative for those items.
Thank you. Thank you.
Which I did. I did rescind the previous motion. Yep.
And it was seconded by Councilmember Nowakowski. Seconded.
Yes. Yeah. So the motion would be to approve with Mr. Wyatt in the negative?
Yes.
And Mr. Rivera in the negative?
Yes.
Wyatt and Rivera in the negative.
And just for clarity, is it just related to item number 6, property tax arrears forgiveness program?
Yes.
Item number 7, amendment to agreement with the Buffalo Area Niagara Land Improvement Corporation.
The motion is to approve.
Seconded by Councilmember Golombek.
Announcement of committee meetings. In observance of New Year's Eve, committee meetings will be held on Monday, December 30th. Committee on Civil Service will be Monday, December 30th, 2024 at 9:45 a.m. Committee on Finance following Civil Service will be Monday, December 30th, 2024 at 10 a.m. Committee on Legislation will be Monday, December 30th, 2024 at 1 p.m. And Committee on Community Development will be Monday, December 30th, 2024 at 2 p.m.
Thank you, Clerk. Council members, announcements for your districts. I'd like to recognize Mr. Wyatt, Councilmember Wyatt, who has the floor.
So I'd like to just stand real quick and announce that our chief of staff is home. Today is her last day. Her work as a college professor and executive director.
Dean Tarr, next chapter, as the legislator for the 2nd District, the natural progression of her extraordinary career, where we will undoubtedly see her legacy of service, advocacy, transformative leadership. Now, therefore, we, the Common Council, honor and commend Taisha St. Dean Tarr for her remarkable service, celebrate her accomplishments, and express our deepest gratitude for her dedication to the City of Buffalo and the Buffalo Common Council, wishing her continued success.
Here, you can use this. Thank you. I just want to say thank you to everyone. It's been a pleasure. It's been a decade working here, and I really miss my family, my central staff family, and I'm really grateful that you guys all took a chance on me and making me the first Afro-Latina chief, and it's been a ride for my last meeting to deal with ARP. I think that was a sign. But I am very, very grateful, and I look forward to working with you guys in a different way, and I'm excited to serve District 2.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes 5 times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.